New Jersey today becomes the first state to make racial profiling a crime. Governor Jim McGreevy signs the legislation one day after the state legislature passed the bill requiring prison terms for police officers found guilty of targeting minorities. 4 years ago, officials admitted that state troopers had used profiling while patrolling the New Jersey Turnpike. Eugene Sun of member stations WBGO and WHYY reports.
The bill bans police or any other public official from discriminating against or singling out people based solely on their race. New Jersey Assemblyman William Payne says his bill will restore the state's reputation.
What happened was New Jersey became infamous because of this racial profiling practice, and now it's my hope that New Jersey will be looked upon as a state that has recognized that the problem does exist and that we're going to do some positive things about changing it.
Payne has been pushing this bill for almost 4 years. He introduced it shortly after the state admitted some troopers had used racial profiling. The admission was sparked by a 1998 incident when two troopers shot at a van carrying four unarmed minority men. Those troopers later lost their jobs and pleaded guilty to official misconduct. While lawmakers are quick to condemn racial profiling, 21 of the 80 members of the state assembly voted against the bill. Assemblyman Richard Merkt was one of a few who spoke out against the bill during a floor debate.
Those of us who have reservations about this bill still have those reservations because of the concerns we have about the bill's effect on police's ability to do their job.
Despite those concerns, most police groups have endorsed the bill. David Jones of the State Trooper Fraternal Association, a union representing troopers, says the bill has gotten a lot better since New Jersey was in the national spotlight. Jones says he's happy it calls for the state attorney general's office to review any profiling charge. He says that will help ferret out frivolous complaints that he says defense lawyers file routinely.
They will, as a matter of course, go in and sign a racial profiling complaint against a trooper or officer on the southern portion of the turnpike so that they can come in and later try to negotiate a plea bargain.
Because of the delay in passing this bill, it's becoming law in a much different climate. In the wake of 9/11, Muslims have joined blacks and Latinos in the ranks of people who say they're getting unfair attention from law enforcement. But others think profiling may be necessary for homeland security, saying race, ethnicity, and even religion are vital factors in finding terrorists. Not so, says David Harris. Harris is an expert on racial profiling and a professor at the University of Toledo Law School. He says anti-profiling laws help build trust in minority communities. That trust, he says, makes them more likely to tip off police about suspicious behavior.
If you use profiling, what happens is everybody gets treated like a suspect, and trust is destroyed and replaced with fear. And fear cuts off communication. Communication cut off means no intelligence.
Those convicted under the New Jersey law would face up to 5 years in prison and up to a $15,000 fine. The law's architects say they hope things have changed enough that it will never be necessary. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son in Trenton, New Jersey.